Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to God in prayer. We'll haste unto your throne, O God. We haste unto your throne, Heavenly Father. We love you, God. We bless you. We exalt you. We adore you. We know that we cannot live without you, Father. And so we thank you that you are the head of our life. And we thank you for waking us up into this morning. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for protecting us. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for us, Father. And so we thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for your presence here. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will continue to bless the two co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, that you would bless, continue to bless the vision that you have given them, that as lives dialed into this line, that they would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, which means that they would be changed and transformed, God, that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in each of our lives, Father. Father, saturate this call right now with everything that you would have for us right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We speak that we walk in victory. We thank you for Artists International and for the Diaz de Leon family, for Artists Life now, God. We thank you that it was the thread that knitted us together, Father, and we thank you that lives are being transformed all over the world. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in the speaker as they would come, that they would decrease, and that your word will go forth mightily, that our ears and our hearts will be open to hear what thus says the Lord, Father. And so as we go through this day, we go through this day winning, Father God. We go through this day blessed. We go through this day equipped with every single thing that we need, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And we love you, Jesus, more than anything. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless and the mighty and in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Mississippi Queen, the platform is yours. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, West Coast Songbird. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you this morning, bringing us into the presence of the Lord. With Lord, I love you more than anything. I tell you, God is so good, and we're so appreciative to him for allowing him to share you with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning on this, the Master's Call, and a powerful, powerful prayer. Glory to God. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and along with Minister Tiffany, say welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. We're so thankful to God for who he is all by himself. Hallelujah. And we're thankful that you have joined us this morning. Let me share a little bit about what this call is all about. Of course, it started back in 2010 in October. Yes, we're about to approach our ninth year, and we're so thankful that these two powerful women of God said yes to the Master. They are our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And they took the word of God, which is Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So with that, if you miss the morning calls and you're busy with other things, with work or whatever, we have a buffet where you can go any time of the day and get a word from the Lord, and that's on our website. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll also see the bios of our speakers there. So with that, we have a theme for the year that we're standing true and faithful on, and it is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, you know what, I definitely want to be a part of the ministry. I want to be a blessing to others. I want to serve as unto the Lord. Well, you can do so. And we will honor God and thank God for you being a part of us. You can join by just giving us information and sending it to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports if you're unable to verbally present them on Fridays. And that, again, is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what got us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. It is now Artist Life, where it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And we're so thankful that God has presented us with the wonderful products that are available to everyone around there. We're still not known around the world, so it's up to us to share with so many that we have something that can change their lives. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you about the Artist Life products. And not only that, we have the new Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call at 7:30 Central Time, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday, where you would definitely get some vital information by the Flanagans. Queen Victoria lays it out every Wednesday, and you definitely want to hear the topic on insomnia. So you want to get on that call and hear more about it and invite someone to it. And if you need a bypass number in case you're trying to be charged, that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. And we're so thankful to God that you will join us to hear the topic about insomnia. Now I will go to the time of the hour where we are so thankful to God for this woman of God. And I tell you, we know that this woman is a servant. She is a servant leader. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. She is a woman who is destined for greatness, simply because she makes herself available. She is a woman of God who honors the Lord with all she has, and she does it with the sincerity to know that she wants to help somebody. She is the Honorable Cynthia Cox, who has entered into the political realm, and she's been there since the 2006. And she is serving in the 79th Assembly District up in the Bronx, New York. She is a woman who has been on so many different councils. She has traveled various places, being a person who wants to serve and be in the know in order to help her community. This woman is a woman of God who prays, a woman of God who stays in God's word, a woman of God who enters in with loving kindness. I'm introducing to some because you can read her bio in our website. But this woman of God is a woman who's, like I say, she's a servant leader, and we're so blessed to have her. I introduce to some, present to others, the Honorable Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell. I so appreciate you, and thank you for that introduction. I'd like to know who you're talking about, but I thank you so much. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for worshiping us in. I love the Lord. I love the Lord with all my heart this morning. I have a number of praises, and thank you for that tag and that powerful prayer. We can't thank you enough. I tell you, it is such a joy to get up and be able to hear this morning. Somebody did wake up this morning. So we are so grateful this morning to come together. And I can't thank God enough for this call. It has done me wonders. I'm just joyful this morning. And I praise God for the two awesome co-founders. I can't thank those ladies enough, because I'm smiling for ear to ear. It hadn't been for both of them throwing me out of the nest, and Dr. Vanessa Wilson, so they said, eject you out of the nest. But it's such a beautiful injection, because look at me now. Who would think I would be on this call with my nerves is doing this? But I thank God. There's nothing but God in me, so I thank him. And more importantly, we want to thank the whole entire DSLAL family for bringing us together with Artist Life, because, oh, my God, health and wellness is so important these days. And I'm about to just sometimes I won't say I get afraid, but when I speak to an individual and then the next thing they, some 6 months later or 3 months later, they're gone, I don't know what to say. I did my part. That's all I can say. Like you said, I share because, you know, I share because I care. Because I care about people's health. Because without your health, there's nothing going on. People like you about a minute, but don't get sick too long. But in the meantime, we have some products here that could help you to move forward in your life. And I do thank you. So they laughed at me, and they said, why are you so jacked up and energetic? I said, first of all, I got God inside, so that's one. Two, I'm using my products, and I'm just excited. And this one, I praise the Lord for all my heart. I pray him this morning, because he hadn't been for him on my side. And Grandma Hetty Douglas and William Douglas were putting us in that world of God's godly things. I don't know where I've been, but I thank them this day, and I thank my co-successful Mr. Flanagan for coming to share this information with me, and I thank him also. So let me just go before I just thank God for this, and I praise the Lord with all my heart, because if I have him, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I choose your words, your way, and just right. Lord, I would take the path you have chosen for me and walk in the right direction, Lord. Tell me where to go. Help me to follow you, Lord, in everything I do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. This morning I'm coming to you a few minutes, like I said, a few minutes here. Praise the Lord with all your heart. Who's praising the Lord this morning? Minister Tipton's daughter, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. Hallelujah. I can't thank him enough this morning. I love songs because I read the Bible, but always something in my life make me come back to songs, because it's always something that's touching in my life that makes it happen that I need to be prayed up at all times. Because I'm in the political arena, sure, that is no easy task. And they asked me, how did I last so long? I said I was anointed. I when things happen, I didn't see it, but I just don't get into all of that, because I want to walk with the righteous, because that's the only way you can be able to survive and stay out of trouble. So let me just, songs, I'm going to 1 through 10, but I'm just going to read a few, because I, you know, want to get to where I want to be on this day. I will praise the Lord, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all my marvelous work. Second said, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. Three says, when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at their presence. Four says, for thou hast maintained my right and my causes, thou hast safely in that throne judged right. So anyway, I just want to come to you praising the Lord this morning. I can't praise him enough. Hallelujah. I said, you know what, I just can't praise him enough. Well, you know, David is in song, so I'm just going to give you something I was just reading. Sometimes, you know, you go to a sermon, then you change the sermon. You know, something happens in your life. I'm just still praying for Dr. Young Johnny Kane. Oh, my God, it is what it is. I'm praying for his whole family, because it is real serious because you don't know when God's going to take you. So I just want to say, I want to stay prayed up. I just want to be say, when God called me, I'm ready to go. Nothing less than the whole heart praising is worthy to the Lord. Here are the very beginning, David declared and purpose of a praise song says, is a praise and song of the Lord. The Hebrew view the heart as the seat of thought. David fully engaged his mind in his worship. His meditation on God's faithfulness, righteousness, power produces a season of the Lord deserving our total praise. Hallelujah. The passion of praise in the Lord is as a very difficult time in life. So David provided a powerful example of us. His enemies were furious pursuing him, so much that they felt he stood at the very door of death. That goes to read verse 13. Yet in the midst of life and threatened danger, David focused on his mind on God. When he meditated on the Lord rather than his problems, amen, his heavy heart overflowed with praises. In doing so, he teaches important lessons on our most precious child. He should take the eyes off of the problems and fix them in the Lord. Well, I confess, I've had the car accident on the 26th of July, and I was focusing on that. And, you know, when you focus on doing, you know, I guess to say materialistic, but you want to get it back right, but sometimes everybody's not doing the right thing, and so you have to kind of fake that, know that, you know, sometimes women, they kind of like say, we don't get over on them. I know the Lord. I know him real good, but I have to raise my voice because sometimes people take it for granted. So, but I told them that I need my car because I move around. I do a lot, and I need it to be in my community to move forward. But let me just say, because God has marvelous work down through the years, I think that God has he's done a lot, and he's brought me where I'm at today. Hadn't been for him on my side, where would I be? Whenever troubles surround us, we should take a stroll through the past. And one of us has rehearsed his or her personal history and testified of God's faithfulness. Amen. Time and time again, we have asked him to meet some needs. We have witnessed the marvelous work of God, our lives. He met our needs. Furthermore, worthy world of history records it. God's time again is performed awesome features for us, beloved people. His holy word is a divine record of his marvelous deed. Can you think of a thing that God has done for you? Can you think of, hallelujah, can you think of anything he has done for you? When we open up the Bible and our eyes are open, it's an amazing thing. Psalms 119, verse 18. We still at the part of the Red Sea, the slaves of Joshua, the fire of Elijah, water, triumph of the faith, people, young men's, in the fierce fire, Daniel is the lion, then miracles of Jesus, the signs of apostles, the list goes on and on, and written by the spirits of God's dear children today. We must keep silence about God's wonderful work in our lives, but David, we must dedicate ourselves to spread the supernatural wonderful of only God declared his amazing deed. I am so thankful. Hadn't been for me on my side. I had no idea coming from New York, North Carolina, that I would even be in politics. Only God knew that before I did. So I have to say thank you. Thank you. I thank the T. Lawton for speaking to me about it. He says, he goes, Cynthia, would you be the state committee? I don't know nobody. He said, everybody knows you. And I kind of smiled. And when I went to on that, went to run for the seat, over 2,000 people knew me. I was, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I didn't know people were watching. So that's why you have to praise the Lord. You have to be, that was his working in me. I didn't know, but God already knew. But I seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things have been food, clothing, it shall add unto me. That's Matthew 6:33. Now we cannot seek, we cannot speak the things which have seen in our and heard, Acts 4:20. But my God, supply all your needs according to your riches and glories in Jesus' name, Philippians 4:19. I will stretch my hand to thee. Lord, I know no other Lord but you. I know nobody but you, Lord. I thank you this morning. I thank you for all the things you've done. As Joshua said unto the people, sanctuary, ourselves, and tomorrow, Lord, we're wonderful amongst you, which does the greatest things that we cannot even understand. We can't even imagine what God's going to do for us today. Can you think, can you go and say, God, thank you? Praise God. I love you, Lord. I think about Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon when she says, I love you, Lord. Adopt your love. Hallelujah. Can we say that this morning? Can we say, because of God's wonderful name, he is most high God? He has brought us this far. Hadn't been for God on our side, where would we be this morning? What would we be and what would we be doing? I thank him this morning. I thank him. The troubles are like damn, they block the joy of the Lord and flowing through us. But when we meditate on God, who is unspeakable joy, break through our flood us, our soul. David was the greatest dam. He stood at the very gate of death. Well, that's in 13. But he was determined to rejoice in God. Why? Because he understood who God was. He understood the stirring of him to praise his name, the Most High God, the name of expressing unshakable truth in God. So the presence of God is so important. He is over everything and everybody. We can't do nothing about it. All we have to do is praise God. Lord, I said, for every enemy, every hair is deceived and slant design. Every infernal sickness and disease, every family problem, every financial struggle, every personal weakness, every demand of forcing against us. Well, we praise him. Every temptation, every death. So we have to stay prayed out. God is great than any trouble or problem we face. Amen? Note that David's joy was not of the victory he had seen and given, but God who has given him the victory. The teaching of these two verses are important. Testify God's marvelous work, and we are celebrating his good God himself. We do not worship him. We thank God for him, that men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art a most high over all the earth. Psalms 83:18. For the Lord are high on above all. Thou Lord, exhort us. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We can't thank him enough for all he has done for us. I can shout this morning because he did a lot for me. Hallelujah. Coming from North Carolina, I didn't know how it was going to be, but God knew everything. He knows everything before we do. So we must stand back and wait for him. Wait for his unchanging hand, because God knows everything. He knows when I was going to have an accident. He knew it. Hallelujah. God knows it. So I know that I didn't get hurt, as they would say to me, Cynthia, you got to realize that you didn't get, killed or whatever, but you got to understand there's a God up there. He sits high and he looks low. So in closing, I want to say to each and every one, God loves us. Praise his name every day. Don't take it for granted. When you get up in the morning, you thank him. You praise him. I get on my knees every morning. It's nothing too hard for me to be. And I thank God for everything he's done for me. I praise his name. I praise his name. And I love you all. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Amen, amen, and amen. Giving God total praise for all that he's doing. God bless you, Minister Cynthia. I would definitely call you back to close us out with a benediction, and we thank you for the testimony that God brought you out through great situations that you had encountered. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place in all generations. Even before the mountains were formed and the earth and the world was set in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, O Lord, for this season, this time, and this hour, Father God, that we can focus our eyes on you. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who profoundly told us to praise him in everything. Lord, we give you total praise because we love you, Lord. We love you because you first loved us. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. We thank you, O God, that you have brought us into this place, Lord. And help us, Father God, that we will continue to be the servants that you called us to be. We thank you for this servant leader, Lord God, who presented herself before you, O God. And we ask that you pour back blessings into her, Lord, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, Lord God. Bless her hands everywhere she touched, Father God. Anoint them. Bless her feet, Lord God. Wherever her feet tread, anoint the places, O God. Keep her mind in perfect peace as her mind stays on you, O God. Bless her going out and bless her coming in like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to protect her, Father, from all harm and danger. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And Lord God, we, your people, who are called by your name, we're asking, Father God, that you help us, Lord God, to see the needs around the world, Father God. Thank you, Father, for your love that you abide within us, Father God, that we, your people, Lord God, will look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. So with that, Father God, we're standing on your word, and we're believing and trusting, Lord God, that we'll bless orphans, widows, homeless, the prisoners, mentally and physically, Lord God, that we'll bless children all around the country, Father God. Protect our children, Father, that are going into these schools and campuses, Father God. Put your angels around them, those campuses, Father God, and protect them like never before. Lord God, we're depending on you, Father. We're thanking you, Father God, for all those that are going through their health challenges. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, for blessing and comforting the bereaved families all over the country, Father God. Lord, let them know that you never left them or forsaken them. And we'll be careful to give your name again the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Father, for Artist Life. And the closing of the month, Lord God, we ask that you continue to strengthen all those, Lord God, that are participating, the newcomers, Lord God, strengthen and keep everyone in perfect peace as we distribute and let others know what we have in our hands to bless their health as well as their wealth. We thank you, Father God, for all these things that are coming against us, Lord God. Our eyes are open to hear what the Spirit and see what the Spirit is doing, and our hearts are receiving what the Spirit is telling us, Lord God. We bind every evil force right now because you told us whatever is bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we speak in miracles, signs, and wonders to take place on this earth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we'll take decreeing and declaring that love will overtake the hatred in Jesus' name. Lord God, you're dependent on the church to be the change. And Father, we will be the change. And Lord, the revelation of the word in Romans 8:18 where it says, I consider that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's revealed in each and every one of us. We thank you, O God, that we, your people, will have the spiritual eyes to see the needs. And Lord, we'll have the anointing to meet the needs as you see fit. We thank you, Father God, that it's done not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I want you to share this message with someone. That number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. Remember, insomnia is the topic for the New Morning Motivational Call Awareness Wednesday. That number again is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. We are preparing for our quarterly fast, our 10-day fast. If you want to be a participant, get with Dr. PK. Her number is 587-747-8000. 587-747-8000. We're so thankful to God for Minister Tiffany for ushering us into the presence of the Lord, as well as greeting us in our seats, our virtual spiritual seats. And we thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for giving us that profound message on praising the Lord in all that we do. Would you please come back and close us out with a benediction?
Yes, thank you, Minister Brenda. God, help us to live slowly, to move simply, to look softly, to allow the emptiness, to let our heart create us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead and have a blessed day, everybody.